How's Danny looked in practice here, and how much do you think he could possibly contribute this week?
I think he's looked pretty good getting back the last couple of weeks practice, and you know, Coach Fox will determine how much he plays, but I know there's a window there for him, and you know, we'll see what Coach decides. But it's good to have, you know, all the healthy bodies we can, and Danny's obviously a good player, and great to have him back in the mix.
You had that glimpse of the two of them together against Arizona. What did they show working off each other in that game?
You're talking about Brandon and
Danny together, yeah.
Yeah, they're both similar in that they're, you know, they're instinctive guys. They've got good speed. They're playmakers. So, you know, it's really been a tremendous job by Brandon stepping in when Danny was out, and you know, the fact that he's been able to hold up and help us play at a real high level in a big role, and obviously getting Danny back, who had that role to begin with, that should strengthen us, you know, down the stretch here.
Jack Brandon's not a name a lot of people may know outside of this area.
Yeah.
Is he playing at a Pro Bowl level?
Yeah.
You're talking about?
No, he is. He's playing. I would say he's playing at a Pro Bowl level for an inside backer in this league. He's very very productive, very active. He does a lot, doesn't come off the field. He's had a Pro Bowl kind of year. Now, what happens is typically it you know, you wake people up in the first year, and then the next year they vote for you. But who knows? I mean, he's definitely played very well for us, and we're a good defense. So he's been central to a lot of what we're doing.
They had fan voting that came out yesterday, and Chris Harris wasn't even in the fan voting top 10. What do you think the fans in the NFL aren't quite catching on Chris Harris?
It's just name recognition. I'm not really sure, but I'm sure happy that we have him. You know, he's a good football player. He's ultra competitive, love the way he brings it every day. So sometimes that just takes a while to catch up, but we certainly appreciate him.
What do the Chargers do good on third down? It seems that they execute pretty well there.
Yeah, they get to their third and short, and they execute there very well. And we'd like them to be in more third and long. So that's, you know, that's going to be one of the major factors in the game is can we force them out of those real comfortable situations where it's third and real short and get them into third and longer. And so that's just part of what Mike has done there. You know, they do a good job. They've got a good team, good quarterback, a bunch of skilled people that are really talented. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we take care of business.
Is Gates beyond valuable in those situations for them?
Yeah, that helps. Having a guy like Gates helps you convert, you know, third downs and in the red zone. He's a huge factor.
Coach, David Bruton is one of those guys. He's mostly special teams. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the year, it always seems like he's there helping you at the safety. Would you say last week was the best you've seen him?
Yes. I'd say it's, you know, he's a very bright guy. He's an athletic guy. He's a star on special teams, but he's a good player on defense. And so, you know, we typically have him in a reserve role. Last week he was called into a bigger role, and he played well. Played as well as he'd played since I've been here. And happy for him because he, you know, he approaches it the right way. He works hard. He's a student of the game. He understands where he belongs, how it all ties together. Great communicator. So, you know, happy for him, but happy for us that we got that kind of performance.
Do you enjoy going up against Rivers? For whatever reason, he draws the ire of fans here, because he probably was real successful until the last few years.
It must be that, because he's a classy guy. He's a great guy. He's a heck of a player. So maybe that's it. I don't know. I just know that I have a healthy respect for him. I think he's a good player. He's a good person. And I don't kind of share that sentiment, but as a competitor, I look forward to the matchup because he's a heck of a challenge.
It's a weird guy that he talks a lot, but he doesn't curse.
So right.
The guy
says,
it's
I need to
chat.
Learn. I need to learn that. Yeah. Yeah.
Does that surprise you? When he's chatty, he's going, but he's
yeah.
Not saying anything really.
Yeah. No, he's a strong Catholic boy, and I know he's, you know, very competitive, very fiery, but. Doesn't use profanity, so that's another reason to like the guy, really.